from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Later today, we'll get the latest enrollment figures for Covered California, the state's health insurance marketplace set up as part of the Affordable Care Act. March 31st is the big deadline for people who want to sign up. Lisa Alaferes, who edits the State of Health blog for the California Report, joins us to talk about it. Thank you for being here.
Good to be here, Rachel.
So where are we right now in terms of enrollment?
So as of the end of February, Covered California has nearly 870,000 people enrolled. And Medi-Cal, because California is doing the Medicaid expansion, Medi-Cal has about 800,000 people who appear to be eligible. So enrollment is very strong.
Now, remind us, who's eligible?
Anyone who does not have health insurance, anyone who does not have employer-based insurance or a government program, Medicare or Medi-Cal. If you are eligible for a subsidy, you must buy your insurance on coveredca.com.
So how do I know I may be eligible for a subsidy?
For an individual making from about $16,000 to about $46,000, you're eligible for a subsidy. And for a family of four, just by way of example, it's $32,500 up to about $94,200. Those people are eligible for subsidies.
What happens if you don't sign up?
So if you don't sign up, next year at tax time, you will likely pay a penalty. And people are focused on this $95, and that seems like a manageable amount. But actually, the penalty is $95 or 1% of your income. So if you are a single person and you're making $35,000 a year, you'll pay a penalty closer to $350. And in addition, you're foregoing a subsidy you would have gotten because a $35,000 income puts you in the category of eligibility for a subsidy. In addition, every member of your household is penalized. So if you're a family of four, even at the $95 level, two adults would be $95 each, plus the children are half the $95 each. So it starts to add up. March 31st is the deadline to enroll, period, for this year. So you'll have another chance to enroll for 2015, but this is the window's closing here.
If you want to avoid one of those penalties.
Correct.
So for the procrastinators out there who haven't, they've been hearing the messages, they figured, well, that's not for me, or I'll wait till the deadline, or I'll wait till March 30th to take care of this. Let's walk people through this. Let's say we're talking to somebody who has never had health insurance before. They go to coveredca.com and do what exactly?
So first you need to create an account. And even at the sort of the simplest I've heard from people who get through the process, it takes 30 to 45 minutes. I mean, it's not check a box and move on.
We are talking health insurance. It's not exactly something super easy.
We're talking health insurance. And if you're eligible for a subsidy, you're also going to need to provide some information about your income. So this is tax time for a lot of people. You've got your documents together. You will need those at your computer when you sign up, or if you choose to visit someone in person and get help signing up. So you will pick through four tiers of plans. Each region of California has at least two companies that are offering plans. And in general, through these four tiers of plans, it's either you pay, if you pay more in your premium each month, you will pay less when you see the doctor. So your co-pays will be lower, your deductible will be lower. But you want to look carefully at these terms, the monthly premium, which you may, if you're eligible for a subsidy, you will see the total premium amount and what you will pay after your subsidy. That's how they calculate it on the website. And then, but look at the plan's deductible, look at your copay every time you go see the doctor.
Lisa Alaferes, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.
Lisa Alaferes has written up a remarkably easy-to-understand guide to Obamacare, available in English and Spanish, specifically tailored to Californians. Look for the link at our website, californiareport.org. California's prison population is shrinking thanks to realignment, but prison officials are reporting they're seeing an unexpected influx of second strikers convicted under the three strikes law. KPCC's Rena Palta explains.
Second strikers are those who've committed one serious or violent felony in the past. The three strikes law also gave district attorneys the option to ask for double the typical sentence in these cases. State prison data show a 33% increase in new second strikers entering the system last year. Aaron Edwards of the Legislative Analyst's Office says if that trend continues, California is in trouble.
It is going to make it much harder for the state to comply with the
existing three-judge panel order to reduce the prison population.
Edwards says many things could be at play, including the possibility that prosecutors are pushing for tougher sentences in light of realignment. But Mark Zahner of the California District Attorneys Association hasn't heard that from his members around the state.
There's no concerted effort or changing in policy or anything to try to charge things differently than they did before realignment.
Zahner says a one-year trend might not mean anything, but if it continues, the prisons will have to figure out a way to accommodate more people with lengthier sentences while keeping pace with realignment. For the California Report, I'm Rena Palta in Los Angeles.
And finally, this has been a big week for the folks who live in and around Point Arena. President Barack Obama signed a proclamation expanding the California Coastal National Monument along the Mendocino Coast to include land tourists can walk around on, as opposed to islands, reefs, and such. A handful of locals got to visit the White House for the signing ceremony, and U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell paid a visit to Point Arena to celebrate with more locals. That's the Bada Boom Drum Corps playing, one of several musical acts that played yesterday. Here's Secretary Jewell.
Wow. It's as great a view this way as it is that way.
She went on to explain one of the key motivations behind this monument expansion.
Great places like this also drive local economies. They drive people to buy gear. They drive people to take vacations, to stay in hotels and motels and buy gasoline and bottles of water, and get to know the history and the culture of a region as well.
Special thanks to Blake Moore for this report and to all our listeners who submitted gorgeous photos of the coastline on our Facebook page. And that's the California Report for Thursday, March 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2014 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org.